Hey, everybody, welcome back to my podcast. I'm Ms. Roxanne. And I welcome back to my thoughts. This is literally my third time trying to start a podcast, but I'm so tongue twisted and can't talk. That is outstanding. So, long story short, I am very upset and frustrated about a lot of things that I honestly can't talk about. But I'm also having the weirdest, vividest, and like realistic dreams. But stuff I would never do. At all. So, like, I'm not going to go into a manufacturing company and start barking orders like I own the place. Would not ever do that because I don't even know. Don't even like it in the first place. And just doing, like, weird things. I was like, this is, no. So I just wake up and I'm like, this is stupid. But it's starting to hurt my teeth because I'm grinding so much in my teeth. Especially in the back. It's just, it's very annoying. I did not do hardly anything I wanted to really yesterday. I cannot complete an entire sentence right now, which is so annoying. Like I was trying to say, I did not do what I wanted to do yesterday except wash my bottom sheet and pillowcases. So I washed them. I did not put them back on. I just used my blanket on the bottom and up like on the top and I fell asleep. Yeah. So I'm going to do that today, and that's like 2:33 p.m. on April 1st. I am just, I'm actually just, sorry if you hear sirens. It's been raining all day, and it's been very windy and crap. I am just very frustrated and very angry for other stuff that I don't really want to talk about it. Also, I kind of can't. I mean, I can if I really want to, but anyway. I am just severely disappointed in a couple people. I'll just put it like that, basically. Not going to go into details, really. But when someone does you dirty, you don't forget. And I am an elephant. I will not forget ever. But I can learn to forgive. I just won't forget at all. So there's that. So, how's everyone's Saturday going? It's going great. I hope it's going great. I wish it was going great for me. So, I've been watching a lot of ZHC Crafts, but the one with Bill Gates, just that took forever. I did not get anything out of it. I tried listening for 5 minutes straight, and I was like, this is boring as F. But everything else is usually pretty good. So now watching Ryan Trahan as a solo car camping in negative 18 degrees weather. So basically he's living in a car in the middle of Colorado. Okay. Watched like 4 minutes of that. I'm almost over that one as well. His content is usually pretty good. So, yeah, there's that. It's number 6 on trending. Also, I listened to Flower yesterday by Jisoo from Blackpink. It was really good. And then the other song that came out was also really good. Let me figure out the name of it. Because All Eyes on Me. And also Kitsch from IVE was also pretty good as well. I didn't like the beginning of Kitsch that much. But the chorus and pre-chorus and bridge were all great. It's just the verses, in terms of the instrumentation of the song, that I didn't like, the instrumental. I was like, not about that at the beginning. If I'm being quite honest, I am also very tired because of these dumb dreams. I keep waking up early and not about that. I did shave, or I did trim my beard this morning. I was like, I can't deal with this beard anymore. At all. It was very annoying. So I'm over like everything today. Well, the past several days actually. It's like I don't care. Like I kind of care, but I mostly don't. If that makes any sense. Yeah. So it's kind of like it sounds like I still care about the stuff I usually care about, really, but just a little bit less. Across the board. Like, I haven't worked out since the January 6th of this year. Should I work out? Yes. Am I? Probably not today. So, I'm just dealing with some bullshit that's going on in my brain, and I'm not here for it at all. And I have an email that's probably not relevant to anything. So yeah, I'm just very frustrated because also I don't know what to do with my life. Y'all have been on here. If y'all have been listening long enough, y'all know I don't know what to do with my life. I don't know at all. I just can't seem to freaking get it together in terms of like if I want to be like a quote unquote influencer or TikToker or whatever. First of all, TikTok might be banned soon, so that's cute and fun. So, of course, that's the one that wants to go when I'm almost at 10K and I can't get into the damn creator fund because I'm so close to 10K. I'm like 109 people away from that. And it's so frustrating because I put time and energy in that and it's not happening. But on Clapper, so all right, I'm already on the new app and trying to pivot to that. But the thing is, they don't allow watermarks or whatever, or horizontal videos. So they only allow the vertical ones, you know, like you usually see. So I can't use hardly any of my TikToks on that damn app, except for a few, because TikTok was rolling out the little tiny areas we can download it without the watermark, which was super freaking helpful. I did that for a few videos, but I also didn't do that for a lot, and it's kind of annoying when that doesn't work out. So, like, it didn't stay on the accounts because I have four TikTok accounts, and it's just annoying. I'm so sorry. I'm very tired because, like I said, I'm barely getting any sleep. So I literally found a few and I uploaded those. And so I uploaded like maybe like five or six videos or something like that. I just started like this week. I'm already at like a 50 something followers, which is amazing. I'm not gonna lie, I was very shocked that that was gonna happen, period. So, but I'm very happy about that. So, there you go for that. So, I'm also trying to build my Instagram, but now I'm lucky number 13 for followers. But it's funny because I believe I posted one that did not have the watermark on it for Instagram. And then I did one on my other account with the TikTok watermark. And the one with the watermark was actually doing better. And I was like, that's weird, but okay. So there's that. That doesn't make any sense. And also, one video just keeps popping off every few days and gets like 100 likes. And I'm almost at 6,000 likes on that video. That's got like 27,000 views, which is great, but it doesn't translate anywhere else. I'm like, why can it just work for me? So annoying. So, I might try some wax melting videos, honestly, very soon for my Clapper account. So, there's that. Also, I'm very hungry, even though it's like 2:41. I had a chicken sandwich. So, my mom made chicken last night, or 2 days ago, and I didn't eat any because I got something. Excuse me, I already ate before she got home. So, anyway, so I had it. No, I had a. She fixed burgers and the chicken. So I had the burgers, which was honestly wasn't that great. I didn't really like it. And so, anyway, I had the chicken today and it was pretty good. I just don't like that stupid, cartilage. It's so gross. I hate that so much. I really do. It's so bothersome to me. I just don't like it. Anyway, what else? Oh my gosh. I honestly don't know what to talk about because I did do a full ass podcast yesterday. But anyway, I'm just a little frustrated. So I tried venting to one of my friends and they got very frustrated for me as well. I was trying to get one like angry. I was like, ooh, sorry, I'm just venting. I probably should go to a rage room soon, honestly. I think that could be beneficial. I do have therapy, not this coming week, but the next week. And so depending if I'm going to go to the beach next week. Or, yeah, next week is Saturday. Because it's supposed to be kind of nice at the beach. But I'm like, I don't know. Because also, I want to work. So I just can't seem to get my stuff together at all. And also, I kind of want to go to a chiropractor and get myself, like, more aligned. I feel like I'm not aligned for some reason. So, I don't know who to go for that. So, there's that. What else? Like, I've never been in one before. I just kind of want to go and see how it works. And see how effed up my body is. Ooh, excuse me. What else is going on? There's not really a lot else going on right now. I'm just very exhausted and frustrated and just annoyed in general. And I think I'm done with a couple people. So I've been friendly with a few people that I meet doing Uber and stuff, like you know, and just like gym friends and stuff like that. But like I kind of am not liking their attitude lately, like at all. Like, I know I've been a little bit more sarcastic and snarky, but these people are downright rude to people, and I'm not really here for it. And they talk about doing other stuff that I don't like. Like, okay, for example, they vape. And if you want to vape, you do you, that's fine. I don't want to be around it. I really don't want to be around it. I think it's gross. I think it's freaking gross. I don't like it. I think it's annoying. And I think it's stupid. And so I just don't want to be in that crowd. And for any other extracurricular activities, I'm not about that life. I don't really care. I'm 35. I'll be 36 this year, which is so annoying. And I just don't want to be around that type of crowd, if I'm being quite honest. I just don't want it. I don't. That's always been me. I never want to be around that stuff. I don't like being around drunk people or anything else just because, one, I don't like the smoke. Smoke, because also a couple of them smoke cigarettes and stuff. I was like, no. I don't like the smell. It makes me feel sick and nauseated. And I just don't want to be around it. That's just my personal preference and opinion. I think it's gross. But if you get joy from that and you like doing it, that's good for you. But it's just not for me. So it's just not. But that's the other thing. Like, I don't get invited to do a lot of stuff because people know I have these hard boundaries and they know I really don't like it, so they just don't invite me to go anywhere, which is understandable and I kind of appreciate it, but I was like, damn, so like y'all can deal with it, but anyway, it's fine, I guess. I don't know. This is a Debbie Downer podcast, and I'm sorry about that. But let's kick in some positives. I'm still posting every single day. I've been doing it all year long. And I'm very proud of myself that I am in month 4 now. So I completed 3 months total. And same thing with not buying clothes. I've not bought any clothes since January 1st. So sorry, kind of, June 1st, oh my god, I'll be doing something. So anyway, I'm just trying to budget money and stuff like that. I went out like a total of like 9 times this past month, which was really good. I can talk about financials. That's a positive. So let's switch gears to positivity. At least try. I was in the green by $217 this month. I was very happy about that. I was going to buy some Kelly Clarkson tickets for Vegas, but I changed my mind. I'm not going to spend X, Y, and Z on that. I'm just not doing that. Then I did over 300,000 steps in March, which I was very happy with. It beat out January and February combined. I only did like 177,000 across January and February. So I was very proud of myself for doing over 300,000 this past month. I was very happy about that. And I was like, hooray. And so those are the positives that are going on. I did finish there. I don't know what to read next, if I'm honest with you. But we will figure it out. And yeah, I'm going to stop it here, but I'm also going to pick it right back up at a later time. Well, it's been a few days. It's now the 12th. So it's been like 11 days since I last talked to y'all. And I'm going to put my phone on silent before I forget. So there's that. Sorry about the little buzz there. Honestly, I've been busy-ish. Not really, though. I just decided I don't take some time for myself. I was trying to work a few days, but like two of those days didn't work out. So I was like, that's fine, whatever. I'm just going to have a short-ish week. I think I'm going to try Ubering again because like I said, I run errands for people or I help people move for some reason. Even though I can't really lift like the heavy shit, but I can lift some stuff. I've just decided, like, maybe I should start Ubering again because it's starting to slow down a little bit. I mean, it's going to pick back up. I know it's going to pick back up, but I don't know. I just, like, I haven't done in a while, but I feel like when I do Uber, I had to do a minimum of $600 for the year. So I can go ahead and claim that shit on taxes because you have to claim it anyway because it's a 1099 job. So, yeah. I'm just trying to figure out what to do, honestly. I don't know. I just hate doing Uber Eats because it's so much harder than Uber. I think I was doing this in the podcast like a long ass time ago. So basically for Uber Eats, you pick up the request. You go to the restaurant, you get out of your car, you go inside the restaurant, you pick up the order and confirm the order. Then you get the location from where it goes to. Then you drive there and drop it off. Then you take a picture to confirm that you dropped it off. And then you go on your merry ass way. Whereas just Uber ride, you pick someone up and you drop them off. Maybe there's another stop in there somewhere, but not really. 98% of the time. So, it's kind of silly and ridiculous. So, I just don't like the pressure of the prospect of having people in my car because my car is now newer. When I was older, I was like, I don't really care. It's fine. So I'm like, I don't know what to do. So, yeah. Also, I might be switching up vacation plans. I don't know what the F I want to do. To be quite honest with y'all, I have no idea. The thing I was looking at, I looked at it closer the other day, and it said land only, so that does include flight. I was hoping that included flight, because I was like, that's really cheap-ish. So, let's say I want to go to the UK, right? So, actually, I'm going to pull one up, actually. Dun, dun, dun. I still have one open. Where is it? We'll just click on one that I was thinking about. So Britain and Ireland. $2,875 for 10 days. Includes 12 meals. And so it includes like everything on the ground apparently. But I guess it does include flight. A flight could be additional $2,400. Who knows? I'm just making it up. I don't know how much it's going to cost. So that's like 9 breakfasts and dinners, 8-night, 9-night accommodation, services of a well-being director, services of a travel director, all on-tour transportation-related fees, hotel, baggage handling, airport transfers at specified times on arrival and departure days. So, I mean, that's very convenient, but, like, it doesn't include the actual flight. So, yeah. So, I'm going to refresh it because I haven't refreshed in a few days. I can't leave in, like, 2 days. yeah. So I'm looking at 25. So, there's that. And so, I would love to do that, but, like, I just don't see that actually happening. Like, you know, let's look up a flight. So, I'm not going to do that. I'm pretty sure they probably do it for you, but I just want to estimate it's another $2,400. I hope to God it's not that bad. I'll go, damn. So, also going across a long body of water makes me feel very anxious. So, I don't know what I'm going to do. I wish I could take a cruise. You know what? I should just do a cruise, maybe. Bruh, I don't know what to do. That sounded very weird. Also, I haven't eaten yet. It's like 9:40 a.m. So, anyway. Also, Okay, I'm going to, so I'm actually taking time for myself. I'm actually doing like a little mini, like half a day vacation or whatever. It's like an hour and a half away. I'm going to a really big city. I'm going on a like immersion thingy for like an artist. My friend told me about it and I really want to go to it. So I'm going by myself, which... no surprise. So, I'm doing that on Thursday after my therapy appointment. Yay! I don't know if I even told y'all I've been in therapy. I've been in therapy for a while. pretty sure I talked about, like, I honestly don't go in detail because that's privacy information. But yeah, it helps a lot because, I'm starting to get that feeling of, like, everyone hates me, so, which might be true. Also, I need to say it. I finally hit 10K on TikTok, and I probably won't talk about it again. I'm very happy about the actual 10K. I'm very, very, very happy about it. I can finally do playlists now, so that makes me very happy. And Sorry, I'm very tired. I did not sleep that great. Came out of dreams, I was getting fired from my old job, and that was like, that's irrelevant. But anyway, I finally hit 10K. I'm very happy about it. I have several videos that are popping off right now. The Young and Hungry episodes are doing decent. They're doing better than I thought. One is getting almost 300,000 views right now, one of the videos. And I got one like at 60 and like one at 125. So I'm very happy about that. But the kicker was the Reba clip that I posted on this day. So, TikTok has this new thing called On This Day. So, when I posted something like a year ago or 2 years ago, it will pop up and it says like, On This Day, da da da. And it was a really funny clip of Reba where Cheyenne was eating breakfast and Van was fixing something in the microwave and he bit into it really fast and he burned his mouth. And it was really, really, really funny. And that got like 315,000 views, and it finally got me over the threshold of 10,000. So now I'm at 10,100 followers or something like that, which is so cool and so happy about it. I honestly am probably not going to go into the creator fund just because I know it will decrease so fast. The views and the engagement and all the things. So I'm not trying to do that, but I might try to put in my PayPal or Cash App or something, so people, or you know, whatever's, so people can put money in there if they would like. So, So, there's that or Venmo, I don't know. So, or just do like a beacon and transfer people to Instagram, but they also stopped their program to pay people because they had like a Reels bonus that could move stuff to YouTube Shorts. As soon as the music thing gets approved, I will be doing that. So we love that. So great. And also, TikTok has stopped the so they had this thing where you could like download your drafts without the watermark, and they now took that away. So that's kind of annoying. They also took away the 10-minute feature, which I wasn't using anyway, but you know, I was like, whatever. So, sorry, missing the clips I post are like only like 1 minute, like a minute, 20 seconds stops. So, anyway, I'm very happy about overall, very happy. I might try to go live to do like a little celebration thingy. I don't know. So yeah, very happy about that. What else is happening? Honestly, there's not a whole lot else happening. I was contemplating if I was going to the beach today. Obviously, I did not do that. Of course, I've been bitching about that. I'm not bitching about it. I've been like complaining about it for like ever, but I just never have time, or it's raining, or I just like don't feel like it. But I'm very conservative on money right now. Like, I'm very conservative. Like, let's see. I just had it. Okay, so what I'm doing is I'm not eating out like hardly at all this month. I also did it for last month too. I decided not to eat a whole lot, especially after I paid taxes. I was like, ugh. So I am being very conservative with how I'm spending my money. So I have not bought any clothes, like I said, since January 1st. It's April 12th. Very happy with myself. I was thinking about merch I was going to buy at the Van Gogh Museum. That I stuck into my mom's like, oh, I can't buy a hoodie. She said, why? I was like, I told myself I wasn't buying any clothes for 5 months. And she's like, oh, I didn't know you're doing that. I was like, I've been talking about forever. Hello. So anyway, I'm doing that. And I'm not eating out like hardly at all. I think I only done it once and I got very sick. Oh my God. I probably shouldn't talk about this, but it's fine. So I was with some friends or acquaintances after I worked out. Went to this Mediterranean place. I love that place. It's really good. So I was getting the chicken shawarma wrap. And I was talking to one of my gym friends, and I was asking her a question, and then we're having like a little conversation, and the person put beef on it, and I can't really have beef just because it can cause gout for me. And so basically, a short overview of gout is the fatter you are, the more gout at risk you are. Also, if you eat red meat, you can get it, or seafood or anything. That's not for like skin give you gout. Also, duck. Duck is also included in that for some reason. Anyway, it causes uric acid crystals to build up because your body doesn't know what to do with uric acid. It can get to the joints and inflame the shit out of it and make it swell like really, 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 really bad. So anyway, once you take your medicine, you're on like on some type of diet, or if you're losing weight, like you're okay to have it every once in a while. And I hadn't had red meat in a long time, so I was like, why not? I'll get it. And so I tried it. It was good, but it was a very hot day. It was probably the hottest day we had so far this year. And I got very overheated. Very overheated. Like, to the point I had to run to the bathroom. Because at first I thought it was just like really bad gas. I was like, okay, that's fine. But I still had to use the bathroom because I had to pee. So, but as I was walking back, my stomach did that feeling when it's starting to get upset. I was like, oh, dang. So I was like, so I turned right back around and used the bathroom again. And then I'll spam for like 45 minutes. And then I got upset again around 35, 45 minutes later. And then I blew up that bathroom so bad. Luckily, they had air freshener in there, so I used that. And then, like, since I did that, and since the smell didn't smell that bad, someone came in and, like, want to have a flippin' conversation. I was like, I got to go. And then I went to, like, a properly controlled climate place. So, anyway, it was cool. So, it was not that bad. So, because that one wasn't, and I was sweating, and I was felt gross. Anyway, point is, I feel better. I lost, like, 2 pounds. It was great. Anyway, I just did not feel good that day. That was really bad. And so, I don't know if that was the beef, or that was what I had 24 hours before. Because, here's the thing, I worked out for the first time in, like, 3 months. So I went to the gym and I worked out, and 2 days later, that's when also when my stomach got upset. It was like 2 days later, and I only did cardio for 30 minutes and then I left because I was exhausted that day. I already did a massive amount of walking. I was like, I'm good. No, this one was just like, no. So, yeah, it always happens like 2 days later. Like, almost guaranteed. Doesn't matter what I do at the gym. It's like, sometimes, I guess my brain just went to the fact, oh, he actually worked out. So, unload that. It was not cute. So, that was my... What? I think it was last week. Yeah, it was last week. It happens. So, anyway, I was trying to figure out what to do. And also, like, part of me wants to be like, so in terms of money, I want to make a big purchase this year. But I don't know on what yet. Do I take, like, a really nice vacation? Because I have not been on vacation since 2019. Or do I get, like, an art space, like, get a shed and put it in my backyard and just be out there or something? I don't know. Or what? I have no idea what I want to do. So it's very aggravating. It's almost like, I don't know what to do. So part of me wants to be like, oh, do I just also spend like $3,000 on lotto tickets or something? Just hope I hit it big. I'm not doing that, but I kind of want to. But I'm definitely not doing that. So I'm trying to be very smart with my money. Just because I don't know what's going to happen this year. And while I'm thinking about it, I want to check something. My brain is just going like a mile a minute. And also, I'm very much getting the urge to freaking paint. And it's actually getting kind of bad on how much I want to paint. And I ain't getting. Dun, 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 dun. Someone asked you something stupid. Sorry, I'm just double checking an email right quick. So okay. Well, that's my answer to that. So we love that for myself. That's totally fine. So, I was thinking to myself, should I redo Reba for freaking, oh my God, I can't even talk. Should I redo Reba? Because I have like 75 clips. And I know I definitely jumped over several seasons, but I was like, should I do that? I don't know. I do not know. So anyway, I don't know where I was going with anything. Like I said, I want to paint more now, which I think is great for me. And I might actually try to do that today. I'm not 100% sure. what the hell I'll be doing with my life in general. Thank God I'm a phone on silent. So, fun fact, I have 114 followers on Clapper now. Didn't think that was going to happen, like, ever. So that's actually kind of great. So, that's exciting and, cool. Oh, yeah, so, also, I don't want to be in a creative fund just because there's a lot of, like, questions. I was like, no, thank you. So, anyway, it's fine. Yeah. Also, I forgot to say, I'm also watching iCarly on Netflix again because they added the last seasons on it. So I thought that was very interesting that they did that. Because originally they only had the first two seasons on there. Now they added 3 through 5, but they did not include the first two. So I guess they just rotated it out, I guess. And honestly, I have to be real. Some of it's still funny, but some of it's not that funny anymore. I was like, ooh, this kind of fell off. So, but anyway, it is a kid show. And I'm, yeah, so whatever. It's fine, honestly. I haven't seen the new one yet. I've seen like a few episodes, but like I have not seen like a full ass episode. I only saw, like what I meant to say is I only saw clips on TikTok or YouTube or stuff, so. Anyways, what else is going on? I did close yesterday because I didn't do anything yesterday either. And I already washed a load this morning and I'm about to wash another load in a few. And then I probably need to wash the bedding and do other things. I do need to go through clothes because I do want to get rid of some more clothes. So I'll probably like shower and try on clothes and see what fits, what I don't like, what I do like, and just kind of go from there. Because if it doesn't spark joy, I'm getting it the hell out of my room and donate it. And also for some reason, I cannot run an S at the end for words anymore. Like a mask, but there's masks. And I go, or, like, I can do cars. That's fine. But it's like, there's like a K in there. I can't say it for some reason. Like, what's another one? Like, ISIS, that's fine. But masks, it's like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Let's see, computers, cars, automobiles, those are fine. But add a K in there, it's weird. Like masks. So I can say like resumes. It's just like that one word. I just like it's weird. Anyway, that's just weird. I don't know why I even brought it up, but anyway, I say it weird. It's fine. I wonder if other people say it weird, or am I just special? Oh my god. I'm just some of this random off the wall shit. That's why it's called Daily Rambles. Well, it should have been called Daily Rambles, not Instrocks and Non-Thoughts, but anyway. Also, I probably should focus on my YouTube channels again. Or my blogs. I have not been good about that at all. In fact, I think I said I was going to post something I never did. Like, I never did. Well, I had to go straight. That was March 2nd. That was over a month ago. I love that for myself. So, yeah. Oh, jeez. Anyway, positives. I've been really aggressive about saving money. It's been working out great. I do need to get new glasses very soon. So, I might do that either today or Friday. I don't know yet. So, I am also, I had to have a confirmation of what to do with some of my money that I have saved up, or if I just want to, I might just start a Roth IRA or something, I don't know what it's called, some type of CD or something with the bank, I don't know, and just like let it ride or something, I don't know, Well, see, I don't know what to do, or I might just blow it on something. I don't know. Maybe I want a jet ski. I did actually look at that the other day, and now I keep getting ads for Sea-Doo. Because I love a jet ski. But yeah, I don't know what to do with that. So you gotta pay taxes and shit on it. So I'm like, of course, you gotta get your boating license and that whole shit. I also starting to have anxiety because I also need to have my license actually renewed this year. So we love that. So anyway, I want to end something on positive. Finally finished freaking Prince Harry's book. I finally finished that freaking book. So that's done. So maybe I should start reading because I'm 3 books behind this year already. So maybe I'll read today. I don't know. So anyway. I said anything something positive, you idiot. let's see. I am going to record some TikToks. That always makes me very happy. So, and maybe I'll do some music reviews while I'm at it and do all the things with that. So I'm going to go. I hope you all have a great day, evening, or night, whenever you're listening to this. And I'll catch y'all in the next podcast. Bye.